Hello, everyone out there. You are tuned in to Rebelution Radio. This is Montiel. If you are a rebel in this revolution, then you have chimed in to the correct network. Yes, this is the Truth Teller Network. As a poet and creative writer, I use semiotic linguistics to relate the human experience to the world we live in, being that our truth has been separated, and you know how I put it, it has been swept under the rug, the big elephant, huge elephant under the rug, and I intend to help us help each other to see what is needed that we may move forward on this earth, being who we are and who we were created to be by the Creator, has been passed, and the wrong people have inherited what we were meant to have and the ways we are meant to live by have been plundered, and it's been turned around for ill-got gain. It's been turned around for our methods to be dispersed in a way that is not what it was originally intended for. I come to you with an intent to pull out what has always been in you, the greatness. If you understand the realness that is needed to move forward and to be able to face what you need to face and really have a meaningful life, have tranquility, have peace, have joy, have fulfillment, we must speak of the things that did set us back or break our hearts. That soul murder is real out here, y'all. The stealing and plundering of our well-being is real. I'm asking that you do yourself a favor today. Look up Dr. Frances Welsing and what she explored while she moved as a queen on this earth, as a leader, as a edifier of the souls. And I must correct something on one of my recordings. I did say Maya Angelou, and it's Maya Angelou. I give respect. Respect is due to many, many women who have come before me, many queens who did not let their environment or their circumstances or excuses reflect who they really wanted to be and deterred them. They did not become complicit in making a way in the destruction, but they faced what was the truth and they took their self to a place where they would be appreciated. They looked at themselves in a way where they knew that they were awesome creatures on this earth and that they were more than what they were told. And if they weren't told, they went and found out. And when they found out, they told about what they knew and they shared their wisdom, their strength, and their hope. Yes, the truth is free. Somebody lied to you, honey. Come on in this journey now. Embark on this journey with me. Enlightenment is key. I said, enlightenment is key. What is around us has shaped many of our mindsets. But I'm asking you to choose the thoughts, behaviors, and actions that edify, that propel you, that you may see who you are and who you are created to be, that you are stepping out to step into your destiny. This is the truth. The truth is what we need, my friends, my chosen sunflowers out there. Now, this poem that I will recite, it speaks of what might have kept us bound. It speaks of those secrets that keep us sick. We let go of it today. Let's claim it. The shame, the fear, the condemnation, the worry of judgment and rejection. Do you understand the complexity of your psyche? And do you see how the deceptions have been intertwined? That we are walking around in a daze, and oblivion is not funny. Oblivion is not a joke. Deceptive mindsets are not the way, but they have been protruding for way too long, my friends. Research, find out who you are. Look into signs and symbols. I tell you right now, this network, Revolution Radio, is a sign of the times. It is a key. But you must unlock those doors. The doors that have shut your mind to a place that is redundant. We must see that our existence is more than we have been told. What has been suggested? Well, let me tell you this. Do the opposite. Whatever is being told to you by the masses, whoa, I guarantee you, do the opposite. And if not the opposite, research. See what things really are, what they're really about, where they came from. Find out the origin. Everything is out there now, my friends. So once again, I'm going to read this poem. You enlighten me. We enlighten each other. This is a journey. We are sojourning. And it is not in vain what we are doing here. This poem is entitled, Looking Back, Not Going Forward. I sometimes sit and wonder, why do I plunder my own goods? I sometimes set asunder, why did I believe I could? I sometimes catch a lover. Why do I try to cover my wounds? I sometimes bet on another. Why did I conceive the noonday blues? I sometimes let my mother. Why should I ignore these clues? I sometimes kept what I discovered. Why don't I simply let it loose? I sometimes sit and wonder, How can I conclude the ugly truth? Looking back will never allow me to go forward. My friend, I'm asking you today, understand what it means to be fit to plow. We gotta sow those seeds. But we have to look ahead while we are plowing. And it is work, hard work, to move a plow. If you don't look at the line and the grooves being made, if you don't look forward, it'll be a crooked path that you make. And the seeds that you throw, they may not end up in the groove to be covered by the soil. They'll be cast asunder. They will not be under the fertile ground that they may grow roots, that they may sprout. My friends, don't look back. Your past is your past. But if you're moving forward, if you've been through atrocities and the ways of the world have passed over your experience in a blink of an eye, no matter how tragic it could have been or detrimental, you have been looked over. But I tell you right here, right now, I am in agreement with you that it is not a sadness that we take on any longer. It is not a depression. It is not an anger or a bitterness. It is not a hate or a jealousy. Oh, for it is a blessing to have been given much to bear. Look. Yes, you can look back at the history, right? History is looking back. Our story, not his story, but our story. We look back at our story. Where we have come from. How we got to where we are. And then we learn from it. But I'm telling you right now, if you're on going forward, if you're about pressing forward, make sure your hands are fit on that plow and your eyes are fixed ahead, and that you may not have known then, but you know now. If you're following this podcast, you have got a history of my history, which was, you know, a lot of hurt and pain. But hey, let me tell you something. Wouldn't change a thing. It's all created in the master plan. Oh yes, the taskmasters might have had a plan, but it's discombobulated at this point, and the master plan of the creator is in full effect. Know who you are, baby. On this earth, I implore you to not say, I wonder. I implore you to say, I know. Say, I know who I am and who I'm created to be. Move forward on in your life, my friends, and shoot, asking why, it does no good. You can ask anything. All the questions in the world. But it's a matter of, once you've asked and you have wondered, you figure. Go figure. Our minds are complex and have many abilities beyond the high frequency. Be in the discernment of the spirits. Don't take it to heart what this world considers gain. Your spirituality is key, my friends. Look forward to facing the truth. Yep, you know how we do it here. We take the pen, we put it to the page. A pen to a page keeps your mind right. Face what you need to face. Face it today, my friends. We're not looking back at the plow. We understand we are fit. We are fit for this. We was made for this, y'all. Stand up for what is right in this world, that we may pass on the truths to the children, our children's children's children. I love you very much, and this is Revolution Radio. We are telling the truth. We are showing love, and loyalty is giving life. My kings and queens, you are royalty. Do your studying and do what's right. Much love, much peace unto you. Have a joyful and reciprocal day.